An interagency working group is about to turn the government's concept of cloud computing on its head. The Cloud Center of Excellence this week will release draft best practices guide, giving agency contracting officers, chief information officers, and chief financial officers new ways of thinking about buying cloud services. The guidance tries to bring together 7 years of mistakes, successes, and false starts around cloud computing. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller offers a sneak peek into the guidance and the types of changes it's recommending. He joins me now. And Jason, the world needs another federal cloud buying guide?
Of course we do, Tom. What kind of question's that, right? But I think this one's a little different. I think that's why GSA, this is why David Bray from the Federal Communications Commission, the CIO there, came together, really a big interagency group really came together to say, how can we present another guide that's different, that's better, that really, again, as you said, looks at the mistakes of the past so we don't repeat them, looks at the successes and tries to build off those successes, and ask the question, why has there been 7 years of challenges, of false starts in some ways? Not every agency, but many agencies dip their toe in, get a whole foot in, but maybe don't jump in with both feet. And I think that's what this cloud best practices guide, and we're not saying playbook, Tom, no playbook.
Best practices guide is saying. And also, I think it's probably fair to say that what we know, what the federal government knows about cloud computing has advanced a lot. Remember when Labor Department had to cancel a cloud contract, and they could cancel the contract all right, but they couldn't get their data back without paying tens of millions. So there's been some maturity there.
And I think that's the other piece of this, Tom. You're absolutely right. The fact that the government and industry understands the cloud much better, there's not this fear, there's not this security, even security, I think, is lesser of a concern. And the reason why you moved to cloud is better understood. It's not all about savings, as we thought, back in 2010, 2011.
And as things mature, they tend to settle down to the General Services Administration, which has created this Center of Excellence. Why'd they do this and what's going on there?
I think GSA saw the handwriting on the wall. I think they saw several things that were going on. The first, obviously, is the agencies need to move to cloud computing. The legacy IT systems, the IT modernization push from OMB was happening. I think secondary, they saw what was happening in Congress. Tom, we know now that Congressman Hurd's Modernizing Government Technology, the MGT Act, is going to come to the full House for a vote this week. And they saw that happening late last year, got a lot of momentum behind it. We also know that the Congressional Budget Office just released on Monday their scoring of that bill, and it's a much lower score. Last year it was $6 billion. That was a $9 billion, something like that. They were really concerned. That really pulled the Senate back. This year they're saying, hey, it's just going to be about $500 million over the next 4 years, so it's a lot less as well. So I think those things showed that agencies really can jump off the cliff with both feet instead of maybe just putting one toe in the water with cloud. But there's challenges still, and the biggest challenge is around buying. There's several others, but I think the biggest one is, how do you buy cloud services the way you or I or any company would buy it in the private sector?
And perhaps one reason Congress likes this is because if they look at the idea of modernizing, you could have agencies spend billions and billions and billions of dollars on long projects that take twice as long as they should to build new data centers, or you could buy this service.
Right.
And so there's a lot of savings there. And so therefore, what are some of the things in the guide that promulgate this idea of what we know now?
So I think what the guide is really trying to do is change the acquisition process. Right now, according to the guide, the draft guidance that I got a copy of, the funding mechanism, as they say, the cost at best, leaves the federal government paying as much as 67% more than necessary for those services, for those that because of the Anti-Deficiency Act. So what the guidance says is currently the government buys cloud in three separate ways. A more typical contract where it's a firm fixed price contract through, let's say, a GSA schedule. The second one is what they call drawdown accounts. They put money in at the beginning of the month and they draw down against it, but they can't run out because then it's an Anti-Deficiency Act violation, or the vendor has to turn off those cloud services before when they run out.
It's like a water bill.
Exactly. And then the third way is what they call the subscription model, where, again, like your water bill, the agency says, we're going to put in $50 million. We'll do, divide by 12 months, $4 million a month, roughly. When we get to that bottom of that month, we better hope we didn't spend more than $4 million. And then at the end of the year, we better hope we didn't spend more than $50 million. And basically what this Center of Excellence is saying is these are fine models, but they're not working to the greatest extent. They're not getting agencies the savings, the access to the elasticity, the agility that you need from cloud. So there has to be a better way. And they're reviewing what are some of those better ways. And they want industry input. They want federal agency input. They want expert input to say, here's the problem. How do we solve it? And one, I talked to David Bray, the FCC CIO, who's also the chairman of this Center of Excellence. And one of the things he says is maybe we need some kind of government-wide contract where it's kind of bulk buying. You just buy a seat on the contract and it's all at a lower rate versus this idea of I'll do one contract, you do a contract, another agency does a contract.
I smell category management. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So this guide is a draft at this point?
Correct. And there's definitely some feedback will come from it, from, again, industry and government, and then they'll finalize it and make these recommendations to OMB. Now, remember, at the same time, we talked about what's going on in Capitol Hill. We talked about OMB modernization. We also need to talk about the executive order from President Trump around cybersecurity in that that is a strong preference for shared services, including moving to the cloud. So these are all, as I said, a perfect storm is kind of starting to come together. And this cloud guidance or guidebook or whatever you want to call it really is coming at the perfect time to get people thinking in a new way. So we'll see maybe later this summer, early fall, maybe a final version, get some sense of where OMB wants to go.
So it's that was my next question. It's coming from OMB. The Center of Excellence is GSA, but it's chaired by CIO of the FCC.
Well, it's also an interagency working group, really, where there's 12 agencies. John Hale from DISA, as one example, from the Defense Department is on it. Chad Sheridan from USDA, he's at the Risk Management Agency, he's on it. So it's not just GSA and David Bray. It is an interagency group. And I think that's why this holds a lot more weight than maybe if one agency would put out a guidance or guidebook.
When does it go live? When can people take a look at this guide?
It's supposed to be released any day now, Tom. It could be released as early as Tuesday the 16th, depending on what's going on. Now, there is a Cloud Security Alliance Summit. I'll be moderating a panel there, by the way. I think they're trying to roll it out there as well to really get the industry input and get people excited about it.
And Jason, on Friday, there was a lot of activity surrounding GSA. Do you get the sense that they are closer to having an administrator, or at least having a nominee for administrator?
I do, Tom, because a lot of what happened on Friday was several positions, politically appointed positions, not in Senate confirmed, but come from the White House type of positions were filled. And I think that signals that, hey, something is happening. There's some activity going on. Let me highlight two of them that I think stand out. One is a woman by the name of Corey Cook. Now, she comes over to GSA from both the House Small Business Committee and the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. She will serve as a senior advisor to the administrator for cybersecurity and technology. Now, in some ways, Tom, this is a new position. In some ways, this position has existed. Andrew McMahon held that position for 18 months, but he was just in charge of technology. They're adding cyber to her portfolio. The other one of note is a gentleman by the name of Richard Beckler. He'll be the general counsel at GSA. Obviously, a very important position, a lot of in the real estate world as well as the technology world. So there's a couple things that are happening there. As far as the administrator, I'm starting to hear some rumors. Can't tell you who or what, but I can tell you that the person or people or the people that maybe are on the short list, I think they're really starting to whittle it down. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a nominee in the next week or two, maybe three. We never know with how it goes through the White House processes.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that one, too. And finally, you have some sad news in the federal IT community.
Yeah, surprising. Amy Northcutt, the National Science Foundation's chief information officer, passed away after a brief illness. Amy had been the CIO over at the NSF since January 2012. She'd worked at NSF since 2001. And, according to her obituary that was both in the Washington Post and some other local papers, she had was diagnosed with a brain tumor on April 27th and passed away on May 6th. So very, very short illness, very sad for the federal community. Several former current CIOs have reached out and expressed she was a very nice person. She was great to work with. And it's a very sad and very sudden loss.
And our condolences to her family. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to check out his notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.